HopeHospital.com.
It's 3:22.
The powerful impact of gun violence is being felt strongly here in our area. Six Prince George's County High School students have been killed in this school year. There have been dozens of other incidents across the region. And after the Newtown shootings, some are calling for stricter gun laws nationally.
Jim Johnson joins us now. He is the chair of the National Law Enforcement Partnership to Prevent Gun Violence. He is also the chief of police in Baltimore County. Good to have you with us, Chief. You were on Capitol Hill today. What specifically are you telling Congress? We've been hearing so much about the gun debate in recent weeks.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon. The National Law Enforcement Partnership to Prevent Gun Violence is made up of 10 of the leading law enforcement executive organizations in America today. And we are very firm and unified as a law enforcement leadership group on these three issues. Requiring a background check on all firearms purchases. We know that nearly 40% of all firearms are bought, sold, transferred outside of licensed dealers. Number two, a ban on new semi-automatic assault weapons. And lastly, a limit on high-capacity ammunition magazines to no more than 10 rounds. We know this will make America a safer place.
Now, we understand that you have a unique perspective on this. You look at it from the crime-fighting aspect, but you also are a gun owner, and guns are is a hobby of yours. What is your response to those who are saying these measures infringe on Second Amendment rights?
Well, certainly they do not. You know, as a gun owner, someone who hunts, and I enjoy going to the range. It's just a nice activity. This is not about taking guns from Americans. It's not about taking guns from me. This issue is about a weapon that has no place on our streets, in our neighborhoods. This is about placing reasonable limits on what we have to reduce violence and reduce deaths across America. We're losing nearly 30,000 Americans every year from murder and violence, and frankly, nearly 60,000 more in suicides and accidental shootings. And we believe these are sensible things that can be done to reduce that.
And, Chief, we do know that a lot of gun owners view that with a lot of skepticism because there is a very blurry line as to what is an assault weapon and what is a normal weapon or a hunting weapon or where you should draw the line on these magazines. Are police chiefs throughout the country unified, though, that there needs to be some kind of line drawn somewhere?
Well, I'd like to think that the description is much more precise. I think some would have you believe that there's this blurry line as to what is an assault weapon. You know, obviously, these weapons are engineered, tooled, designed, the components are engineered to allow dozens upon dozens of rounds to be fired, the weight of the weapon. We choose it in public safety as a SWAT tool, a special weapons and tactics tool, and it has no place on our streets. And definitely, we believe, after looking at how they're being used in Newtown and certainly Webster, New York, and Aurora, and Madison, Wisconsin, you know, these weapons are being used across the nation, and frankly, they're being used in my jurisdiction.
Chief Johnson, thanks for your perspective on this. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Baltimore County Police Chief Jim Johnson, he's chair of the National Law Enforcement Partnership to Prevent Gun Violence. And coming up in less than 30 minutes, we'll talk to a Virginia-based group that's pushing